blessing and curse. Once there was a wise old man who planted a vineyard on a sunny mountain slope. He took good care of his garden, uprooting the weeds and trimming the vines so that they would bear luscious fruit, lots of it. Once the grapes were ripe, he pressed them and made wine from the juice. He poured the wine into pitchers and drank it himself from time to time. The old man was very pleased with the fine wine he produced. But in his delight, he forgot that it is wrong to drink too much wine. One day he became giddy from all the wine he drank. The old man had gone too far. He got drunk. When he was drunk, he acted like a madman. He staggered to his tent and took off all his clothes. He sprawled across the ground naked and fell into a deep sleep. He no longer cared what he was doing or what he looked like. That's how foolish he had become because of the wine. Who was that old man? It was Noah, the same man who had warned his godless neighbors about the flood in such an earnest and somber way. Noah had found favor in God's eyes, and God had made a covenant with him. The flood had not washed sin off the face of the earth. Sin continued to dwell in human hearts. No amount of water could ever wash it away. There were still evil desires in every human heart, just as there had been before the flood. Satan was still trying to mislead people, just as he had done in paradise. Satan had certainly succeeded in leading Noah astray. There lay the old servant of God in his tent, drunk and naked. Someone approached the tent, but Noah heard nothing. A large, dark-skinned man stopped at the door of the tent and looked inside. It was Ham, one of Noah's sons. When he saw the spectacle, he laughed. He made fun of his drunken father. Off he went to find others in the family and tell them what he had seen. Shem and Japheth, Noah's other sons, were not like Ham. They did not laugh when they heard what had happened. Instead, they went to Noah's tent carrying a robe between them. They entered the tent backwards. Without looking at their father, they covered his naked body with a robe. Then they went their way without saying anything. When Noah woke up, he was deeply ashamed of what he had done. But the Lord forgave him. Noah found out how his sons had reacted to his shameful behavior. He summoned them. The words he addressed to them were not his own words. They were the words that God had placed in his servant's mouth. Noah had become a prophet. He raised his aged hands above Shem's head and gave him a rich blessing in God's name. Shem would become a great people. The Redeemer would be born as one of Shem's descendants. He would make people's hearts free of sin, including Noah's heart. Japheth also received a blessing. He too would be the father of a great many people. His descendants would approach the descendants of Shem to share in the salvation brought by the Redeemer. Ham was cursed for his wickedness. His son Canaan would be a servant of Noah's other descendants. Noah lived for many years after this episode. God finally took him away when he was 950 years old. Then he was forever free of raging floodwaters and the clutches of Satan.
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.